the kick return man for the Aggies, but at least initially it'll be Austin Franklin, who's a very capable kick returner as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think they want to protect Tevion Rogers. He's extremely important to this offense as he is becoming a complete receiver. And so the last game, we saw him take some pretty big hits on that kickoff team. So I think it's a smart move by Coach Murphy, the special teams coach, as well as Coach Walker, and getting Tevion the additional snaps on offense and saving them from special teams.
Justice Adams has teed the ball up, and he will be kicking off for UNM. Dwayne Walker in his third year here at NMSU, 2-0 against the Lobos in two tight games. One that was won in the final seconds up here when Jeff Fleming completed the touchdown pass in the south end zone. And then last year it was Tyler Stampler's field goal that provided the difference. So they've been close. They've been real battles, as they usually are between these two teams. Aggies are looking to keep that record perfect again this evening.
Yeah, and I expect nothing less but a tough battle. It's going to be a hard-fought game, and hopefully our Aggies come out on top.
Adams has teed the ball up. Franklin is wading deep. And the 103rd meeting of the Aggies and Lobos in football is underway. Franklin will take it 3 yards deep. He'll bring it out. He's at the 5, the 10, to the 15, to the 20. He's got a hole, 25, 30, 35, 40, to the far boundary at midfield and knocked out of bounds on the far side. And a penalty flag comes down as the UNM tackler put Franklin down 5 yards out of bounds. So the Aggies will have great field position to start this first possession.
Yeah, for Coach Walker and the Aggies, you can't ask for a better start. Great return. Plus, you tack on another 15 yards with the unnecessary roughness at the end of the play. So a nice job by the Aggies in getting that initial first start that we both talked about, Jack.
UNM averaged 52 yards in penalties a game, which is really not all that much, but sometimes you can be too amped up at the start of a game.
Yeah, and it's important. I mean, coming out in these rivalry games, I think I noted back to the UTEP game, you've got to be super hyped up, but you got to be able to control your emotions and channel all that energy into doing the correct thing on the field. You can have all the energy in the world, but if you're not doing the right thing on the field, you're going to cost your team.
Matt Christian will start at quarterback for the Aggies. Christian will send Todd Lee as a wide receiver to the left side. To the right side, it's Darius Preston. And in the slot over there is Kimonte Bateman. Turner is the one set back behind Matt Christian. From the 31-yard line, following the 15-yard penalty, Christian under center. On the left side hash mark, the option pitch to Turner. Turns the corner, 30, 25, 20. Down the far boundary and forced out of bounds on the far side. Knocked out over there by Destry Berry, but another first down as Turner. Well, he's going to be close. Looks like he may have gained 9.5. It'll be second down and half a yard for the Aggies.
Yeah, and a nice job there by Matt Christian and really allowing that play to develop and pitching at the last moment and springing Kenny Turner free there. And it was a nice job. I'm not sure which receiver it was. But he did a nice job in blocking downfield and springing Kenny Turner upfield for that 9-yard gain.
Adam Shapiro was in on that series, who's from Rio Rancho. Christian in the shotgun now on second down from the left side hash mark. Fakes to Turner. Wants to pass. He's got a man wide open. Todd Lee has got a touchdown. 21-yard strike from Matt Christian to Todd Lee. The security blanket, as we call them, and the Aggies are on top. Bang! Just like that, 2 plays and 6 points.
Yeah, and that was the perfect start to the game, a rivalry game, shutting up this crowd and really coming out with a statement drive. I mean, it was only 2 plays, but they came out with the play. They came out first with the option and then the play action. It hit Todd Lear in the corner for a very nice touchdown by Matt Christian.
PAT try coming from Tyler Stampler. Walls the holder, and the kick is good. Stampler remains perfect for points after this year. Timeout on the State Farm scoreboard, and the Aggies are in the lead, 7-0 over UNM. We will keep it here. Well, the Aggies have done exactly what they wanted to do. As you said, Jason, perfect start. Now the defense has to kind of continue that momentum.
Yeah, definitely. The defense has got to come out and make a statement here. They want to get 3 and out, but they got to have some energy. And I'm curious to see how the linebacker core comes out and plays. And especially, I mean, the whole defense. With losing Lavoy, who is basically your quarterback on defense, that's an important role. The middle linebacker is basically getting everybody lined up and calling the plays. And bringing in a new signal caller can definitely change the identity of the defense. But Boyd Blue is a very smart player, and he knows the defense and is an extremely tough guy. So I look for him to pick up right where Lavoy left off and get things going.
Deion Long, a very dangerous return man, and Dante Caro from Las Cruces are back to receive the kick. Long returned a kickoff last week for a touchdown against Sam Houston State. And the Aggies want to pooch this one short. Long takes it to 10, to the 15, to the short side, to the 20. And he is hemmed in at the 25-yard line and driven back as the Aggies, good pursuit that time. Tackle made over there on special teams by Davis Casares, who's turning into an outstanding special teams player.
Definitely, and the hometown boy, Battencourt, got down there and got in the mix, too. A very nice job by two of those young players who look to have a future with the Aggies, I believe.